Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we spoke about the inyan of Birchas HaTorah, why you don't have to say it twice, because you're never miyayish daito, you're never completely detached from your learning. And may the bracha goes in the whole day, or it's the regilis to always go back to your learning. We saw nafkamina legabe isha, maybe she would have to make it again each time, which she doesn't, but question is why not? And legabe Tisha B'Av also, there's no chiyuv to learn. According to some, should have to make it again. Akopanim, that's what we discussed in the previous year. Now we'd like to explain a machlokes Taz Magen Avraham. And again, this is based on Torah that I received from Moriv Rabbi Hagon of Chaim Harwitz Shlita. Magen Avraham and Siman Mem Zayin Sif Kantez Medayik from the Lashon of the Chaber. If a person stops learning and he was misasik, since he intends to continue learning, it's not a hefsek. And the Magen Avraham writes, and it's mechaber, mashma demi she'ein darko lilmud v'nim lach lilmud tzarech levarech. It's mashma, somebody whose derech isn't to learn always. In other words, he stops and then he decides, oh, you know what, I'll continue. So he has to make a new bracha. Kach kosev ha-rosh b'tshuvas, so writes the Rosh. However, the Taz writes, see if kan ches l'chor mashma b'ein da'it de'lach, so tzarech levarech she'enis k'mon nimlach. Aval ein emeskin. It's mashma that if he doesn't intend to continue learning, like the Magen Avraham says, so when he decides to start again, it's like he changed his mind and it's a new zach. But the truth is not like that. Why? Because we already learned earlier, k'van esbarat le'el, hatam she'ein ha-hefsek mafsit klum mitam she'chiyuv alim mutamit oivetz alav. Elisha hatirda potartaso. Potarso. V'cholshah she'eno tarot chol lavchiyuv alkeine in tzarech lachzor levarach b'lav b'daitoi talya milsa. So zok the Taz that the reason that hefsek isn't mafsed in anything is because he's always chayiv. He's always chayiv. You see, he has tirdis. But if he's not tarot, he's chayiv. So therefore, you don't have to make a new barach every time. It's not tolling your das. It's tolerating the fact that you're always chayiv. And since you're always chayiv, you don't have to make a new bracha when you start again. So, according to what we said, it's very good. The Taz is quoting Tosfos. It's gevaldik. The Taz is quoting Tosfos. And Tosfos holds that it's tolerating the chayiv. So if you changed your mind, you decided to stop learning, then you change your mind, learn again, it doesn't matter. Because you were chayiv the whole time. So nothing really changed. So it's totally in your chayiv. In the mail, it doesn't matter what your regilis is. The Magen Avraham goes like the Rush, and he quotes the Rush. And he says it's totally be regilis. So if your regilis is to stop learn, is to stop learning, then you have to make a new bracha. So only if your regilis is always to go back to your learning, your masmit, so then you don't have to make a new bracha. But if your regilis is to stop, you're done for the day. Guy does his daf yomi, and that's it. He's finished his learning at 6 a.m. So he would have to make a new bracha if he decides in the middle of the day. He says, you know, today I'll chazu the daf. So he'd have to make a new bracha. But according to the, that's the Rush, and that's copied by the Magen Avraham. But according to the Taz, who goes with Tosfos, telling your chiv, and you have a chiv all day. And the mail, it doesn't really matter. Whether or not you intend to stop for the day or not, because in principle you have a chiyuv. So that would be the sherish hamachlokes between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. Whether it's telling your regilus what you usually do, or in your and that's a machiyuv. Vim kainu manu bazeh. So we can be mevar boifin nifla the machlokes Tosfos and the Rosh leinyan shena. Now we're going to talk about shena. Most of us know girls named shena. We're going to talk about a different type of shen. We're talking about sleep. Tosfos and Brachos writes, "Vayomer Rabbeinu Tam, k'sha'adam oimed mimitoso b'alayla lumoid, she'ein sarach levarach birchas ha'toyra, v'pnei she'birchas ha'toyra shel esmal shachris poteres ad shachris acheres, v'loi nihiro." Rabbeinu Tam says that when a person gets up from his bed at night to learn, he doesn't have to say birchas ha'toyra, because the birchas ha'toyra of yesterday patters him until the next day. The Birchas HaTorah of yesterday passes you to the next day. V'loy nehira. But Tosis says it's not clear. I don't like that. So it's Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah B'dasari. The Rosh writes in Birchas Tadim Rodi Lishka V'amitasek V'chom V'lishon Shnas Keb HaMikri V'avehefsek V'tzarech L'vrach Birchas Tar V'kumay V'orgelis Namnim Yushav V'otzil Yadav Shnas Arei V'lo V'hefsek V'cheni Mishki V'atzim Al Amita V'yochol Lishon Lo V'hefsek V'odu Nere Daitu Al Nudoi. So we have the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that if you fall asleep at night in your bed, so you wake up, you don't need a new Birchas HaTorah. And Tosis doesn't agree with that, but that Shita is Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rosh says that if you sleep on your bed, then it's called a Shenas Keva, and it's a Hefsek, and you have to say Birchas HaTorah. So he doesn't hold to this Rabbeinu Tam. If you sleep on your bed, you have to say Birchas HaTorah. But if you just, you know, you doze off, sitting down or whatever, and your hands and your, you know, you put do the Tachlin thing on the table, so that's a Shenas, sorry, that's not considered a Hefsek. And also if you're lying in your bed and you can't fall asleep, that's not a Hefsek. But if you fall asleep, it's a Hefsek. So it would emerge then that it's l'shitasam, because this Rabbeinu Tam, it's Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, Rabbeinu Yonah, as we call it, Rabbeinu Yonah also holds like Tosis that it's talui in your chiyuv. So we have Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, and that's l'shitasam, and the Rosh l'shitasam. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's telling your chiyuv, and according to Tosis, we saw in Bracha, it's telling your chiyuv. And if so, even when you slept, you're not putter from your chiyuv to learn Torah kol hayom. And therefore, you don't have to make a new bracha. Just Chazal said to make a new bracha every day. Even though you weren't mafsik, you make a new bracha every day, but it's telling your chiyuv, and your chiyuv is constant. According to the Rosh, Shibiragilus talya mosa, Kevin the Rugi Lachzer Balumad with Mara Sokov, Eno Misiach Taitu Gambishas Sokov. Since it's Tali Birigilus, and you're accustomed to Chazering, always going back to your learning, Bigmara Sokov, so even Bishas Sokov, you're not Misiach Das, but that's not when you're awake. When you're sleeping, it's a Hesach Das. And therefore, the Rush holds, even sleeping by day is a Hefsik. Right, that's what we quoted. The Rosh writes, "Adam ragil lishkal v'mitasa b'yoyim b'lishay." As the Rosh holds that it's totally in your the fact that you're always going back to your learning. Your mind is always on your learning. Your regilus is always to go back to your learning. But if you sleep, it's a hesach hadas. So you have to make a new bracha. You have to make a new bracha. But according to Tosis, it's totally in your chiyuv. So the Rosh says, even if you sleep by day, you have to make a new bracha. Tosis says it's telling your chiyuv, and your chiyuv is 24/7. So memela, if you fall asleep even on your bed at night, you won't make a new bracha when you wake up in the middle of the night, because the bracha is made every day. But you can't say it was mesiach das. It doesn't matter if it's mesiach das. He's chayv 24/7. So as long as it's not a new day, you don't have to make a new bracha. So it's mamish l'shitasim. Tamir Rabbeinu Yoina and Rabbeinu Tam l'shitasim. Tosis holds in the brachas also that it's telling your chiyuv. And the mail is telling your chiyuv, if you fall asleep in your bed at night and you wake up in the middle of the night, you don't have to make a new bracha. According to the Rosh, it's not telling your chiyuv, it's telling your regilus, what you're used to doing. Your mind is always in your learning. But if lemaisi is slept, doesn't matter when, so you're mesiach das, you have to make a new bracha. But dafka shenas keva, not shenas arai, so that's not really a hesach hadas, because, you know, you're just dozing off for a few minutes, doesn't really count. A real hesach hadas is when you go into that deep REM sleep. So l'chayro, we can be soiser what we said, midivrei harosh gufa, perakimu debracha simen chavches, and that you're allowed to sleep in your tefillin, a shenas aroi. So he asks over there, shari meisiach daito mei tefillin gam b'shenas aroi. What's pshat? It's mutter, you're allowed to sleep in your tefillin, a temporary sleep. Ayetz hesach hadas. And he answers, the name Rabbeinu Yonah, hesach hadas is only when you're v'kalas rosh u'b'schok. When you're beir, even if you're misasik b'malachto, you're not mamish thinking about your tefillin, it's not called the hesach hadas. For midamidis to the hesach hadas by birchas torah, it's muchafilu shena Shenas Kev is not considered a Hesach Hadas, because Hesach Hadas is only Kalas Rosh V'Schoik, and sleeping isn't Kalas Rosh V'Schoik. So Memela, why would the Rosh consider this a Hesach Hadas when you're sleeping? Even a Shenas Kev, it's not Hesach Hadas Chok. So maybe we can be Mechalik, the Rosh is learning about Tefillah, not Birchas Torah. And if so, it would be Muchach, that even a Shenas Arai is not a Hesach Hadas, Linyan Birchas Torah. In other words, for Michalik as follows, if we say that when it comes to tefillin, then the only type of Hesech Hadas is Kalash Rosh V'Schoik. But if you do a Shanas Arai by tefillin, then the Rosh says that's not considered Hesech Hadas. So again, then we have the question: if it's not considered, if only Schok and Kalas Rosh are considered a Hesech Hadas by Tefillin, then maybe also by Birchas HaTorah. Therefore, it would come out according to the Rosh that even a Shanas Keva wouldn't be considered a Hesech Hadas if it's only Schoik v'Kalas Rosh. But then we can be Mechalik and say no. Then when is it only Schok and Kalas Rosh is considered a Hesech Hadas? That's by Tefillin. When it comes to Birchas HaTorah, it could be even Shenas Arai is a Hesech Hadas. In other words, when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, Shenas Arai is a Hesech Hadas, and when it comes to Tefillin, Shenas Arai is not a Hesech Hadas, but that wouldn't work out well. Because according to the Rosh, Shenas Arai by Birchas HaTorah is not a Hesech Hadas. So the truth is, you can't compare the two. Tefillin, the whole idea of Hesech Hadas by Tefillin is your Mesiach Das from the Kedusha of the Tefillin. And therefore, you would think, Shenas Arai, you're not thinking about the Kedusha of Tefillin, so Kamash Malan, then no, it's not considered a Hesech Hadas, only Tzchok and Kalas Rosh. But in Birchas HaTorah, Hesech Hadas is from Yechiv to learn Torah. So your Shena has to be considered a Hefsek. So there we can say that if your Shena Sarai is not considered a Hesech Hadas because you want to go back to your learning, you're just dozing off. So don't compare Tefillin and Birchas HaTorah. By Tefillin, Shena Sarai is not a Hesech Hadas. You would think it is because you're not thinking about Kedusha's Tefillin. But Kamashman that it's not. It's only Kalas Rosh and Schok. Only Kalas Rosh and Schok are a Hesech Hadas, but not Shenas Arai, but by when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, the whole word is a Hefsek. Is your Shena considered a Hefsek? So it's not a Hefsek because you're intending to go back to your learning. So there's a Chiddush by Tefillin that it's only Tzchok and Kalas Rosh. You think Shenas Arai because you're not being Mahar B'Kedushas Tefillin. So maybe it's considered a Hesek Hadas. But much more on that it's not. And by Birchas HaTorah, it's easier to say it's not a Hesek Hadas. Because you're intending to go back to your learning, and you're just hopping a snooze, a dremel they call it in Yiddish, just a little bit of a dream. You just going, but it's not a real Hesech Hadas. So it would appear that we can say, says Marina Rabbeinu, that we can say a hamtzah nifla, that Shena is a Hefsek, but not mitam Hesech Hadas, because it's well known what the Pri Yitzchak says, Ravitzel Ablazer and his Chubas and Chelak Aleph Siman Hey, that Shena is not a Hesech Hadas by Tefillin. Is because when he's sleeping, he's not mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. And the Yavitz and Shailas Yavitz, Chelik Beis and Mitzari Zayin also writes that when one is sleeping, he's not a bar mitzvah, so it's like not having das. So Shein is not considered a Hesech Hadas because when he's sleeping, it's not Mesiach Das. He's not doing the mitzvah at all. You're not allowed to be Mesiach Das and also to be Mesiach Das. But here you're not wearing tefillin and being Mesiach Das. It's like you're not wearing tefillin. You're not doing the mitzvah at all. There's a discussion about sukkah, somebody sleeping, take him out of the sukkah when he's sleeping. Shlomo Zalman, many others, an interesting discussion. Kopanim, now we can say a svar, say the following. Not that the Rishonim discussed a hefsek, abi birchas HaTorah, and they write somebody who's chayav lumar kol yom, it's not considered a hefsek. This svara is effective if somebody stops to do their work, that even when he's misasik, he's chayv b'tamei Torah. When someone's sleeping, at the time he's sleeping, he's patur from the mitzvah of tamei Torah. He's like a shoyta. And if so, it's pashut that if there's a hefsek, he has to go back and make a new bracha. Because the very fact that he's patur al shena, that makes it a hefsek. We find by tefillin, mandar malay loves man tefillin, even if he didn't take off his tefillin, it's his at night, he has to make a new bracha in the morning. So too, the soivim sheksus yom b'layla is patur, so even if he doesn't take off his tzitzis, he has to make a new bracha in the morning. So by limud haTorah, so when you're sleeping, you're about to melud, there's no kiyum mitzvah. So you have to go make a new bracha. There's no kiyum mitzvah. Just like when you're sleeping with the tefillin. It's not mehesach hadas that's aser b'tefillin. It's pashya namakayim the mitzvah. But here also when you're sleeping. It's not al tehesach hadas. It's just because you're not makayim the mitzvah. So that's a hefsek in the chiyuv. You can't say a person's chayiv when he's sleeping because he's not chayiv. When he's yoshen, he's got his lav bar mitzvahs again. This is basically sort of the pre Yitzchak and the Ayvitz. And when some sleeping, he's not. He's like a shoyt. He's not bar mitzvahs. Mele, when he gets up, he's like a new man. He has to make a new bracha. Then we have a kasha though, because Rabbi Yonah writes the hedge yoshena by laila is not considered a hefsek, even though he holds his tully in the chiyuv. And the Rosh only says the hefsek al hesach hadas. But we say forget about the hesach hadas part, and forget about the. And according to the Shita that it's telling your chiyuv, b'seder. But when he's sleeping, he's now pater. Rabbi Yonah writes that not when he sleeps, he's not. It's not a hefsek because he's still chayiv. Yeah, but he wasn't chayiv. When he was sleeping, he wasn't chayiv. Because he was when you're sleeping, you're not chayiv in mitzvahs. So according to both of them, for that reason, when you sleep, you shouldn't be. When you wake up, you have to make a new brichas Torah. The Rosh says you make a new brichas Torah because of hesach hadas. Forget about hesach hadas. It's because you weren't mekayim the mitzvah in the meantime. So now you have a new mitzvah. Your previous bracha doesn't work. It's a hefsek. And according to Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosis that it's mitzad shena and Rabbeinu Yonah writes if you sleep at night, it's not considered a hefsek because you're still chayiv. No, you're not. Because you're not mekayim the mitzvah this time. You're like a yoshen isn't a bar mitzvah. So why don't they say that? So the answer is, obviously they don't hold this chiddush of achronim. That when you're sleeping, you're not a bar mitzvah. So we learned an important yesodus in this these two shiurim. We saw the machlekes, why somebody who stops learning isn't chayav to make a new brichas Torah. Either because he's chayiv the whole time, like Tosis, Rabbeinu Yonah, or because he's got regilus that he's always going back to his learning. And we brought, we said maybe nafka min is the gabay Tisha B'av and Nashim. Tisha B'av and Nashim, so there's no chayiv to learn on Tisha B'av according to many, and women have no chayiv, so why aren't they learning and why aren't they making a new bracha? And they start again. And we saw a beautiful Hezbro the Machlekes. We're going to have Ram and the Taz as to whether somebody stops learning, doesn't intend to continue, whether he has to make a new bracha. We're going to have Ram brings the Rush that he has to because he's Nimlach, it's Tali B'daito, B'rigiluso. According to the Taz, he's like Tosis, that it's Tali in the Chiv, and he's still Chayiv. And then we saw the union of Shena. Is a person Chayiv to make a bracha after Shena? So we saw that. Rabbeinu Tam says no, because he's patur till the next day. And the Rosh says yes, when he sleeps he has to make a new bracha, because it's a hesach hadas. We suggested that it should be because it's a hefsek, because you weren't chayv in mitzvahs in the meantime. And it isn't just that you're a Mesiach Das. So, Tvarim Hayin of Flame. And Amir Tzashem will hopefully revisit this. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.